Steve Fast with you on WJBC. Joining us is Stephen Gore. He writes crime fiction. He's the author of both the Harlan Donnelly and Graham Gage series of novels, the latest of which is White Ghost. Before he became a novelist, he was a real-life private investigator. He had the job that not only he writes about, but has been written about by detective fiction novelists from Raymond Chandler to Sue Grafton. On Tuesday, Gore will visit Illinois State University's Stevenson Hall for a presentation, Realism Revisited, Moral Betrayal in Hard-Boiled Crime Fiction, and we welcome him to our program. Stephen Gore, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So your background is as a private investigator. How did you become a crime novelist?
Well, after a certain age, I knew I was getting toward the end of my career. I was, traveling a lot in often very contentious cases. And you get to the point where, enough is enough. And I had, and this was about 10 years ago, and I had thought about writing, as the investigators do, writing about old cases, but then realized that, people had a right, obviously, confidentiality. And then once you, you start changing facts to conceal people's identity or change the, the characters of the cases, then you're off into fiction. And so that's how I ended up writing fiction. I got to the office one morning and drafted out an outline and then started writing. I had no experience at all.
Almost as mysterious as how someone might become a detective fiction novelist is how a person becomes a professional investigator. How did you get started in the PI business?
Well, it was I had intended to be a college professor and had gone to graduate school at UC Berkeley. And, in fact, I taught in the Midwest briefly at Notre Dame part-time. And as I was teaching, I realized, I really don't want to be an academic. I certainly appreciate what academics do, both in terms of research and teaching. But I, sort of like the more active life. So I got involved in what's called pretrial services, working for the courts as an investigator, and then I worked for a county public defender's office. And then ultimately I had done what there was to do there in terms of street crime, and there was a big wide world, so I decided to go out on my own, and that was in the late 80s.
Well, something that doesn't come into the popularized and fictionalized world of what private investigation is or what professional investigator does is kind of a methodology and a training. When you think of a PI, you think of the film noir depictions. A guy that's got a glass of scotch in one hand, a cigarette in another, always wearing a hat, even indoors. But there is a certain amount of training that I think you bring into the process of your writing that kind of gets overlooked.
Yeah. I mean, there's sort of different aspects of crime fiction. There's sort of the basic entertainment, sort of, just basic genre. I think which is fine. There's lots of readers that like it. It's a diversion. It's, escape, entertainment, that sort of thing. But, I want these books to, I want them to reflect reality. I want people to see how an investigator thinks, what that world is like. And I just happen to be fortunate enough to know this world well. And, in fact, that's what this talk ultimately is about, that, it's on Tuesday, is, we talk about morality in fiction. Part of it, really depends on, it's not necessarily that the investigator acts in a moral way all the time, though I try to make my characters do that. It's that the investigator understands what's at stake. Kind of vision and ability to understand a situation. And so what I try to present in these books is these situations as realistically as possible. So anybody who read this book, White Ghost, or even, I don't know if you've been following this Panamanian law firm that had this, $11 million document stolen and now being put up on the Internet that was involved in money laundering for political officials.
Right, the infamous Panama Papers.
The Panama Papers. Well, one of my former clients is, of course, prominently mentioned in that, a guy named Lazarenko, who is Prime Minister of Ukraine. He was one of those people that used that firm and Panama for various money laundering purposes. But anybody who reads Ride Ghost, or there's the first book in this series, Final Target, will understand exactly how that works, because both of books involve using offshore so-called, what they call entities, which are basically companies and bank accounts and whatever, to launder money. So I want readers to understand those dynamics. Anybody who reads White Ghost or reads probably any of the other of the Gage books will be able to look at that headline and know, I get it. I know how that works. I know how those lawyers think and those bankers think and how those politicians think. So, you know, I want the readers to be able to have advantage of what I learn working in places that, you know, whether it's Ukraine or Hong Kong or Switzerland, England, wherever, where people are involved in those kinds of things.
Well, it's interesting when you look at narrative fiction that every author has to try to develop credibility with the reader. So whatever path the narrative might take or whatever happens, there has to be an investment in the reader into believing it, basically. And the praise that your novels receive often is in the form of the commentary that they're gritty and realistic. Now, dismissing the corollary that those two things are the same thing,
right?
Would you say that novels, yours, anyone's, are realistic when it comes to depicting the life of a detective? Because I think often there is that confluence of if somebody shows moral complication or shows a spectrum of human behavior, that somehow implies realism, even if the things they're doing are fantastical.
Yeah, that's a complicated one. And I certainly, in crime fiction, that's a hard one.
Well,
I mean, there's a way in which even fantasy novels can raise moral issues. And you can certainly, it's the question, though, if an author makes a claim that the book is realistic, then I think there are some obligations that it represents the world accurately. If an author says, you know, what I'm writing is fantasy or zombies. I mean, zombies, I haven't read those books, but I assume they can have moral problems too. But if you make a claim about some, you know, if you're writing a medical novel and you claim that it's realistic, well, get it right. Understand what the dynamics of the operating room are, or the doctor-patient relationship is, or, you know, how clinical trials work. If you want to have some moral crisis arise out of a clinical trial, well, go out there and learn how it works. Don't simply import into the clinical trial some other aspect of your experience, because you're not, because you, in a sense, you made it. If you tell the reader this is realistic, which is what these, you know, early crime novelists did, like Chandler and Hammett, well, get out there, learn that world. And part of my disappointment in Chandler, I think he's an unbelievable writer. In fact, he's so astoundingly good that you don't realize that his character, Marlowe, just doesn't get what's going on in the world that he's in.
Well, that's what's really fascinating, this whole idea of the film noir, you know, later when we see Humphrey Bogart and other people play these detectives. The embodiment of what this is how we think of private investigator. And as we mentioned at the offset, this carries on even into the most modern depictions and writers today who are playing with that genre. But these guys, when it gets to the nuts and bolts of it, they were really bad at their job. They didn't understand.
If you read the book, the Big Sleep, and it may come out in the movie if you pay attention, if it reflected the book properly, is that Marlowe is ultimately irrelevant to the plot. Everything in the book would have happened, except for one thing, had he never been born. And the only thing that he really does affect in the book is he ends up getting somebody killed. So his effect is completely negative. I find that very interesting. It's interesting. It's something like Chandler makes these claims to realism, but never bothered to sort of investigate that world.
Yeah, so Chandler was such a bad investigator, he couldn't even investigate investigation, is what you're saying.
Well, he was sort of indifferent. I mean, the way he investigated investigation, so to speak, is by reading tabloid newspapers and the old pulp short stories that were written in a journal called the, or, you know, magazine called the Black Mask. So this is education. So what he did is he was a really a literary guy, and so he in an important sense he elevated the genre in the sense that he made it more literary and sort of put it on a new foundation. But at the same time, but it was sort of, on the one hand, you know, it raised it in literary, but kind of reduced it by making it unnecessary for, in a sense, for people who followed him to learn the world they were writing about. You know, what's so interesting about Chandler is when he writes about things that he knows, he's astounding. When he spent, you know, many years in Los Angeles, wrote with great insight about Los Angeles. He had an alcohol problem, and
that became part of the genre. Yeah.
Well, but he wrote about, you know, when he wrote about sort of the alcoholic aspects of it, or the being hospitalized for, you know, DTs, or what they used to call DTs. He knew that experience, and when he writes about that, then that's where his writing is really elevated. But when he writes about detecting, investigating, it just is, it's really being hollow. He didn't know. As Marlowe investigates, he doesn't think. He just does things.
Stephen Gore will talk about this in greater length at Illinois State University. Stephen Gore also is author of a number of novels, including the Harlan Donnelly and Graham Gage series, the latest of which is White Ghost. Stephen, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for the hard question that's going to come up again.
Well, you know, I got to be, you know, a thorough interrogator when I'm talking to a crime.
Well, you did. You succeeded.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.